Kung magkasunog sa inyong bahay, alam mo bang iyong gagawin? Maraming mga bagong migrante sa Australia ay hindi mulat sa panganib ng mga sunog sa bahay. Suriin natin ang mga kaligtasan sa sunog. Ang mga sunog sa mga tahanan ay mapanganib at kadalasay nakakamatay. Bawat taon, 50 katao ang namamatay sa mga sunog sa bahay at mahigit 1,000 ang lubhang nasusunog ayon sa mga datos ng Fire Protection Association Australia. Ang NSW Fire and Rescue ang isa sa pinakamalaking serbisyo para sa pagpatay ng mga sunog ng isang siyudad sa buong mundo. Sinabi ng Community Safety Coordinator David Weir, kung ang Ingles ay hindi mo pangunahing salita, mahirap na makipag-usap sa panahon ng emerensiya.
There is an ongoing language barrier. We're very aware of that. So we have developed close partnerships with the service providers and also the key stakeholders around the state to ensure that if we require any persons to assist us to speak with or to communicate with a new arrival or a new and emerging community or a transient student, international students, we have that capability to call them and have a three-way conversation over the phone.
Ilang mga migrante ay natatakot sa mga fire service dahil sa kanilang uniforme. Sinabi ni David Weir, iniisip ng ilang tao na ito ay bahagi ng militar at ito ay maaaring lumikha ng kalagdagang problema.
A lot of the Asian communities upon arrival in Australia were very unaware that we were not associated with the military because of our uniform, which can sometimes look like the military or the police. And unfortunately, some of the fire services were quite aggressive with the persons who were having an incident or needed assistance, and they were associated with the military.
May mga iba pang dahilan kung bakit ayaw tawagan ng ilang mga migrante ang mga fire service sa panahon ng emerensiya. Sinabi ni David Weir, ilang tao ang naniniwala na ang fire service ay naniningil at ilan din ang may paghihinala sa ilang mga bumbero na makapasok sa kanilang ari-arian.
They believe that it might be a cost of some type, which there is not. And they're quite reluctant to call the fire services, putting themselves at great risk and their families. There's been several instances where I have been notified by station officers and crews in regards to not being allowed to access the property. Under the Fire Act of Australia, we are obliged, if there is a fire call, to act and respond accordingly and support the persons of need.
Halos kalahati ng mga sunog ay nagsisimula sa kusina sa pag-ita ng alas 5 ng hapon hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. Sinabi ni David Weir, ilang mga bagong migrante ay hindi mulat sa panganib ng sunog sa pagluluto.
We dealt with a particular family, a Sudanese family, who settled in the Wagga district, and unfortunately, through unsafe practices, they burnt the first house that they were living in down. They relocated to another property, and unfortunately, they lost that property also. They were able to nut the problem out and sort out what they were doing wrong. The unsafe cooking practices was one element, but also cooking in different areas of the house, which were unsafe also.
Ang isang maliit na apoy sa mantika ay maaaring magsunog sa buong lutuan. Sinabi ni David Weir, kadalas ay sinasabi ng ating sarili na dapat itong buhusan ng tubig. Subal, sinabi niya, hindi dapat tayo maglagay ng tubig sa langis, kundi dapat lamang nating ihiwalay ang sunog.
50% of our fires across the state occur from the kitchen area. So we ask the new arrivals, also humanitarian entrants, to be very, very, very aware of the dangers they put themselves in the kitchen area. And we ask them to have a working smoke alarm in the premises. We also ask them to have an evacuation plan, a home escape plan in place. So if an incident does arise or a fire does occur in the kitchen area, to isolate that area, close the doors, leave the area and exit outside and call the emergency services, the fire rescue on 000.
Sinabi ni David Weir, ang bawat bahay ay mayroong dapat isang fire blanket at fire extinguisher. Sinabi niya maraming mga bagong migrante ay hindi pamilyar sa mga bagay na ito at kung paano ito gagamitin.
A fire blanket is a fire safety medium that can be utilized on a small pot fire or a small fire around the house. An extinguisher can be utilized for a bit larger fire, but not too large, and they can extinguish it quite safely. If they are not confident to use these mediums, we advise the community to evacuate the premises, compartmentise, close the door so the fire does not spread too far, and call 000 and get us on the road for assistance.
Ang mga smoke alarm ay nagbibigay din ng mga malakas na tunog na babala sa unang senyales ng apoy. Sinabi ng Metropolitan Fire Brigade Victoria, kung walang gumagana na smoke alarm, mas malaki ng 4 beses ang tsansa na ang isang ordinaryong tao ay mamamatay sa sunog sa bahay. Ayon sa NSW Adult Population Health Survey, 74% ng mga households sa NSW ay may nakakabit na smoke alarm. Ang natitirang 6% na walang gumaganang smoke alarm ang bumubuo sa mga kalahati ng mga tawag sa fire and rescue services. Sinabi ni David Weir, dapat suriin ang bawat sinuman kung gumagana ang kanilang nakalagay na smoke alarm.
Since May 2006 in New South Wales, smoke alarms are legal, they're law. So you must have a working smoke alarm in the property that you reside. If the persons are renting, it is the landlord's responsibility. The maintenance of the smoke alarm is the occupant, the tenant. So they must understand when they first arrive here in Australia, once they settle into a new residence, the smoke alarm should be there and it should be working to save them or their families if an incident occurs. Give them that early warning.
Nirekomenda ng Fire and Rescue NSW na palitan ng baterya ng mga smoke alarm minsan sa isang taon. Ibinahagi ni David Weir ang ilang mga tip kung paano makaiwas sa sunog.
Always keep an eye on your cooking. Never leave it unattended. In winter, which is our most dangerous period, do not overload electrical circuits. Also with heating appliances, make sure you have at least a distance of 1 meter from the heater. If you've also got candles within your household, please ensure you blow them out when you leave the premises or when you leave the room so that if a candle does fall over, it won't ignite. Also, to ensure that you have at least 1 working smoke alarm, an operating home escape plan.
At kung kinakailangan talaga sa panahon ng sunog, tawagan ang numerong 000.
If you cannot call and speak in a particular language, call 000 and just say the word fire and we'll be able to locate you and respond accordingly to your requirement.
May mga fire safety fact sheet ang Fire and Rescue NSW sa 27 wika. At para sa kanagdagang impormasyon, puntahan ang www.fire.nsw.gov.au.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.